This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome. For tonight's first shiur, the Hilchos Brachos shiur, we're making good progress, and we're up to the very interesting topic of Me'a Brachos B'chol Yom, of making 100 brachos a day. So that's on page 2 of the handout. For those listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com and I'll happily send you the handout. So the Gemara says, based on the pasuk in Parshas Ekev, "Va'atah Yisrael, ma Hashem Elokecha shoel me'imach? What does Hakadosh Baruch Hu want? Ki im liyira es Hashem Elokecha, to honor Hakadosh Baruch Hu, to fear Hakadosh Baruch Hu, oleches b'chol drachov, ulaavo isay to follow in His path, in His way, ulaavo isay to love Him, ulaavo es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha." So, ma Hashem Elokecha shoel me'imach. On that, the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Mem Gimron Beis says, Reb Meir says, Chayev Adam Levarich Me'a Brachos B'chol Yom. A person is obligated to make 100 blessings a day, Shenema, Va'atza Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'emoch. As it says in the Pasuk I just read, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'emoch. The question is, how do you see it in the Pasuk? Where does it say in the Pasuk you've got to make 100 brachos a day? So Rashi helps us. Rashi says, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel, Kori Bei Me'a. Don't read it, Ma Hashem Elokecha, but play it on the words and says, Me'a. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants 100 from you. Ma Hashem Elokecha, Me'a Hashem Elokecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants 100. Now, what does that mean? Presumably that means that in order to honor, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have Yirah Shemayim, the best way to do it, or an effective way of doing it, is through brachas. And if you think about it, it makes so much sense that constantly throughout our day, we're making brachas. That's just a way of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You wake up in the morning, you make brachas, you eat food, you make brachas, you buy a new item of clothing, you make a bracha. We're constantly checking in to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really what brachas are. So, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'emoch, Me'a Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'emoch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants 100 from us. Now, why was this instituted? Where does this come from? And this is, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see. Where does it come from? So the Medrash says, this is a Medrash in Parshas Korach, the last line of the first box, Hukam, it was instituted, Al Keneged Me'a Bracha Shebechol Yoyim Ho Yumeisim Yisrael Me'a Anoshim. There was a plague in the time of David HaMelech, and 100 of Klal Yisrael were dying every single day. But David HaMelech came along, V'tikein lohem Me'a Brachas. He instituted this obligation to say 100 brachas every day. Kiven she'tiknom nitz asra ha'magefa. And as soon as they instituted it, the plague stopped. So you see that this concept of saying 100 brachas a day is a way of stopping disaster, terrible things. That is why David HaMelech instituted it. Now, like I said, this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. In Arachayim Simon Memvav Siv Gimel, Chayev Adam Levarich B'chol Yoyim Me'a Brachas Lefachos. A person is obligated to make at least 100 brachas a day. Now that sounds a little bit daunting. 100 brachas a day seems a lot. But as we'll do the Mishnah Berurah now, we'll go through, actually it's much more accessible than we think. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hatam, he brings the Medrash I just mentioned, Lefi Shehoyim Meisim B'chol Yoyim Me'a Nefashos Mi'Yisrael. Since there was a plague and 100 Jews were dying every day, Tikein David Alzeh Levarech Me'a Brachas B'chol Yom. This is the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim, on this Shulchan Aruch. V'hine, he says, let's do a cheshbon. B'chol Yom on a Mevarechin Oid Yosim Me'a Brachas. On a regular standard weekday, we're going to make easily more than 100 brachas. Ketzad, how so? B'layla, interesting, when do you start the count? At night time. Vahi Ered, Vahi Veike, Yemechod. We always start, not always, but mostly we start the Jewish day at the night before. So the first thing we're doing, Keshehodech Lishon Mevarech HaMapil. Why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention Ma'ariv first is interesting, but we'll see that he'll calculate it Ma'ariv soon. But either way, he starts with HaMapil. So your first bracha is HaMapil before you go to bed. Over Shachar, when you wake up in the morning, you'll say, Anatil Yisodayim Vashay Yotza. You'll then say 16 brachas as part of Birchas HaShachar, the brachas hamnisin shenasan asech levin lachmanim ben loyla pekeach ivrim avashal rumim etc. For gimel brachas ala Torah, you've got three brachas of birchas al Torah. Hari chaf base that adds up so far to 22. Or birchas sitzis for tefillin, very interesting. That we'll come to that in a second. You add the bracha of sitzis and tefillin hari chaf hei, because there are two brachas on tefillin. Again, it's machlokus how many brachas you make on tefillin. The normative Ashkenazi practice is to make two brachas, one on the shaliyad, one on the shalrosh. Sfaradim and the minhag of the gaon is only to make one bracha, but either way, the mishmaror counts two. Or baruch she'oma v'yishtabach in pesukei dezimra, baruch she'oma is a bracha. That's the opening bracha of pesukei dezimra. Yishtabach is the closing bracha. Hari oit shtayim or birchas kriyash mashachris va'arvis in baruchu. In birchas yira inenu shmoina hari lamentei. So you're up to 35 so far. Now, here comes the big one. V'nun zayin brachas to gimel tefillas. Each Shmoneh Esra is going to be a lot. How many brachas are there in Shmoneh Esra? Yeah, originally it was Shmoneh Esra was 18, but La Mashinim was added, that's 19. You daven three times a day, 57. So you sort of beefed up your numbers pretty quickly. So going that Hari Tzadi base, so there you get 92. Now, we haven't yet touched any food, right? He's assuming we eat twice, once at two sort of washing meals a day. Then yesh tezayin brachas ki b'chol suda yesh ches brachas. Each meal is going to be eight brachas. How'd you get that? Benching, washing and benching. Right. So he says ki b'chol suda yesh ches brachas. Al netzivas tezayin v'hamoytzi. And you have a glass of wine after you make a berpia gofen. If you're assuming you bench on wine, so then you've got a bracha of berpia gofen at the beginning and then alagefen at the end. Now, okay, so we can cheshbon it differently. Maybe we don't wash every single day, but we certainly nash every single day. And he hasn't included asher yotzah. There are many asher yotzahs you can say during the course of the day. So on a regular weekday, it's not difficult to get to at least 100. V'im kein, here's the difficult days. Af b'yom ha'tanis shechorsa lo suda achas. On the tanis, you're going to miss one meal, because again, he's assuming one nighttime meal, one daytime meal. And therefore, the daytime meal has gone on the tanis. Gam kein m'kuyim gim kuf brachas. You can still get there. Over Yom HaShabbos, now Shabbos is going to be the tricky one. Why is Shabbos tricky? Shmoneh Esrei. So how many brachas do we say in Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos? Seven. There's one bracha. So instead of having 57, you've got 21. But you've got Musaf. So that's 28. So we're still a bit short. So he says, V'Shabbos chosel lo yud gimel brachas me'ameh. You're short of 13 brachas of the 100, 87. So what's the Eitzah? We nash. That's not three nash, right? I suppose it can be fruit. We have three sudas, true. And but okay, near lashlima b'mine peiros or megadim, you have fruit and you nash or whatever. Ve'ein lo yotze al pi hatchag mashiachav nishma brocha brichas haTorah v'hamafte v'yane amen. Maybe the brochas of the haftorah, you know, minimally could count because there are four brochas after the haTorah, one before. You have that in mind. That's five brochas on your cheshbon. Also, there is a minhag. Some people have besomim on Shabbos. This is one of the reasons. So that way you can smell besomim, like in Shul on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a tricky day. Because Yom Kippur, yeah, you've got more tefillah, but there's no food at all. And that's why there are people who go, there's in Hen Nadas, David Goldberg always goes with, there's a tray with four different types of spices. So you can make four different brachas. You know, atze besomim, mine besomim, you know, it's ve besomim. And he has each one labeled on the thing. And that way, you do that three or four times a day, so that also bumps up the numbers. Of Yom HaKippurim gam kein, yoytze b'shmias ha-brochas k'moy b'shabas, ach b'Yom HaKippurim, ach ha-kol ha-cheshbonus, chosu le'oy shalosh brochas. V'kos ha-mong l'vorm, d'shalim ze brochas ha-reach al-besomim, so he suggests that. So you do the besomim. V'chein yuchel ha-shlim b'brichas ha-she yotzim, his damen lo, if you need the bathroom. V'efshet yoytze ha-pi ha-tchak, v'amesh ha-mechav v'nishmeh ha-chazor ha-shatz, it could be. Yeah, b'shas hatchak, you can listen to chazor sashatz, and that way you could sort of bump up the numbers. So either way, you can get to 100 certainly during the week much more easily than on Shabbos. But even on Shabbos, now the question is: do women how do they fit into this? Are women mechuyev in me'er brachas b'chol yom? So interestingly, if you look at the bottom box in Halicha Shleima, that's from Shleima Zalman Arbach, he says, Nira she'ein hanoshim chayovas levarach mea brachas b'chol yoy. It seems that women are not obligated. Why not? What's his proof? Yeah, it's exactly. Look at footnote 42, 44, I mean, Mem Dalet in this Halicha Shleima. Tekiven she'achesh ben shamea brachas kolol be'ikare megimol tfilas hayoyim. Because necessarily the Mishnah Berurah has included davening three times a day, u'birchas kriya shema. And he said tefillin and tzitzis. So lechein mistabed demekar lechivul noshim. That David HaMelech, when he instituted this, presumably he never instituted it for women. Shevadai paturis mechelik min tefillas habrachas. They are certainly exempt from many tefillas and brachas. Va'af shebef shirusin lahabris b'birchas anenin. And they could, increase the numbers, either by birchas anenin or whatever it may be. Mikol mokum harbi me'atanias bevada iyef shel noshim she'inu mispalas lahashli me'a brachas. Unless a woman davens three times a day, it's going to be a bit tricky. And therefore, it would seem that women are not obligated in this concept of Me'er Brachos. But either way, you do see this concept of Me'er Brachos B'chol Yoyim. As I said, it's based on the pasuk Va'atzi Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shel Me'emoch Al Tikri Ma Elameo. But the idea is something which we said in the previous 2 weeks, that the way to Yira Shemayim is through brachos, because you're connecting the whole time. Every time we do anything, we're sort of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're thanking, we're asking. So it's a means of achieving Yira Shemayim, and based on that, Chayv Odom Levorech Mea Brachos B'chol Yoyim instituted as a way to stop Magef in the times of David HaMelech, and it seems that women are not obligated, but they are able to if they work it out. You've got to be careful also not to make a bracha she'in etzricha. You can't make brachas unnecessarily. So to suddenly, to wash and to bench, and then 2 seconds later to wash again, whatever it may be, you've got to bear that in mind. But there you have it. Me'er brachas b'chol yoyim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.